Ray?
Ray.
I'm sorry, he's on the phone, you know.
Ray, yo. Ray?
No, absolutely not.
All right, let me see if I can get right. Andy, yes. Cecilia, abstain. Lee, no. Anthony McCall, no. Panama, no. Miguel, yes. Ann Emmerman, no. Mimi, no. Marion, no. Roshira, no. Victoria, no. Gail, no. Errol, no. And Ray, no. Is it? Okay.
Eleven, no. Two, yes. One abstention.
All right. So, I guess it's a rejection to B.
Plan B. Okay. Rejected.
Now, the next thing is. So you say that you have a motion. What is this all about?
If I can see, I think there's enough copies for everybody in the room. I'd like to pass this out. And I'll read it while that's happening. It's a motion for the WBAI lab on the next step relevant to the bylaws. It says as follows, it's short. We acknowledge and appreciate the arduous work done by listeners, staff, local and national board members throughout the network to develop a bylaws draft that is largely complete and an important step towards democracy for Pacifica. We call for the Inter-Pacifica National Board and the five local advisory boards to immediately begin. To immediately begin discussions to choose mutually acceptable outside mediator or mediators without judicial intervention to help negotiate a compromise on bylaws as quickly as possible. Such a compromise must include meaningful affirmative action measures for the composition of local and national boards and should address other reasonable concerns by the various labs about the bylaws. Any agreed upon language should be promptly reviewed by mutually acceptable civil rights attorney or attorneys. We support devising and implementing an interim measure that would lead to rapid elections and could then be evaluated and revised after a mandated membership by bylaws convention within 1 or 2 years. This is my proposal for how to move forward. This proposal has similarly been presented to the Los Angeles lab by Lydia Brazone. At least, let me put it this way, they have received it, there is receptivity, it will be presented. And similarly with the other labs, as a mechanism for moving to an expeditious resolution to modify, moderate around the existing plans with A, B, and C, to meld them and to come forward quickly with a, because they are 90% resolved. They already are. There is a major sticking point, and that's what we have to look at. So I would ask people to consider this.
Can I have a question? This language that I'm not concerned about the 90% that we all accept. I'm concerned about the 10% that we are, for lack of a better word, arguing about.
Exactly.
And I'm wondering how, you know, my mediator is going to talk to your mediator, talk to, you know, I mean, there's five stations here and an interim board. Yeah. And I need to know how this is going to be done.
Well, if I may, there are not five stations. There are two positions, fundamentally.
No, that's not.
Fundamentally, there are plans that exist that the different boards have acknowledged. We're not starting from scratch. There's an A, there's a B, and there's a C. And just as we compromised and came up with a consensual agreement, about, frankly, a much more difficult situation in many ways, i.e. the lawsuits and the future of this network and its reclamation, there is no question in my mind that from the discourse that has gone on, and having been on the Diversity Language Committee with representatives from this board for several months now, that a compromise position will be hammered out. That is what the commitment is. That is where people have moved to. and we're ready to do it. Yes, it does take some mediating. Yes, it does take some parliamentarian to make sure the position ensues in an orderly and thoughtful and constructive way.
Miguel?
But there's not five positions. There are essentially positions about really the A and B, i.e., the alleged sanctity and safety of the network versus a proposal that has teeth to it to ensure affirmative action. It is resolvable through mediation and with a little bit of assistance from competent, experienced civil rights attorneys.
Miguel, can you recognize?
I
would like to first of all second the motion, and if I may speak in favor of it, I would, especially on the part where we do not drag ourselves unnecessarily back before the white man's court. Okay, that we sit down amongst ourselves and that's hard work this thing out. So I believe we can. As I have said, excuse me?
You're already talking about...
What did you say?
I said, number one, I want to...
Black man's court? Okay. Where did you see a black man's court?
Please. All right, go ahead.
Okay, Miguel, what were you saying?
No, I got a little bit confused because you say you like to talk in favor of it, but you keep going.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Don't forget that Ray wanted to have something.
Okay, all right, let's
Ray
clarify
this. Wait,
first,
wait.
No, hold on a second.
I just
first
said
of
that
all,
Ray.
I want to second the motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay? And if it's permissible by you, I'd like to entertain a discussion in favor of the motion.
All right. Ray? Let me go to Ray.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment.
A friendly amendment?
Yes. After the mention of diversity, to recognize the concern, acknowledge the concern of KPSK particularly, and in Swiss democracy and reasonable between mentioning adversity and talking about other reasonable demands or requests, I'd like to specifically refer to increased democracy.
Well, what does that mean, Ray?
I'm addressing specifically some of the concerns of KPFK, meaning accountability, stronger power for the local board, campaign for so-called separate fairness, where people would have access to the air, health issues, the knowledge for the lab, for example, the report of budgetary issues, and other
simulations. Could I make, I don't know if
yes.
This is a point. I would like to, my suggestion would be that we should vote, I would like to okay, let's say this. I would like to agree to consider this motion, but in considering this motion, I would like us to move even further, to perhaps get a committee of lab or whatever, or hear what other people are saying, because I think that we need to when you add language, Ray, that another board has, I would like to see it and then see where we take what, if that's what you're saying. So for me, I don't have a problem with the proposal as it is, but I want to see how this then translates into a compromise. Does that make sense to you?
I'm saying that one of the parties at the table would be the KPSK, local advisory board, would be at the table. I am saying that one of the concerns is increased democracy.
Right.
And I would like to acknowledge that by just adding one word, increase democracy.
Okay.
You made if I may, having had a long discussion today with at least Lydia Brazon as head of the lab there, what was very clear is, and they specifically wanted the language that says, and reasonable concerns and of various labs. They did not want anything more definitive, more specific, more spelled out. They thought there was opportunity to tweak and amend some things.
Right.
They do not want a prolonged process. that has to be acknowledged, both the reality of impatience and concerns about expeditiously moving forward. They did not ask for that language to be incorporated in here. Quite the contrary, Ray. They accepted this and they wanted us to move forward and believe the fundamental issue was the diversity issues. Other issues in the process of negotiation and mediation might be put forward. But they did not want greater definition, and they did not want to reopen an evaluation of every component of the bylaws for the ultimate kind of democratic infusion, which is why, again, they also thought that there was opportunity to remedy this at a membership bylaw convention within a year hence.
Okay.
So I don't accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay, so could I ask Mimi just on that last question? I want to know how this resolution works now and what happens in the interim of the year. If hear me through. If we meaning the lab or five, if Plan D is rejected by the required 2/3,
it has
vote.
Been.
No, I'm. Hear me out. If it has been rejected by this by 2/3. Which means that it is not BAI that's putting it in danger, but that other labs have
rejected
also
rejected by 3/5.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to prolong the argument. Let me finish. Can I finish? So, what I'm trying to figure out is this resolution, right? And then you mentioned about a convention in a year hence. Okay. What I want to know is Plan B is voted down. We work during this year before the convention to resolve this next step?
No.
Or what happens?
We're going to mediate by votes.
Okay. So we go immediately into mediation.
We go immediately into the mediation process
because
Plan B did not
okay.
The issue on diversity to resolve and be able to vote up the bylaws and proceed to the election process and many elements, frankly, of preparing for the election can and should take place in any event, which already was begun in a number of occasions.
And so just following up on that. One of the things that someone said was that Plan A was illegal, but it isn't because my understanding was that we got to Plan B because someone said, that a lawyer said, that we would not be able to stand the muster in the court. The Supreme Court then affirmed affirmative action. So, all right. So Plan A had other things in it other than, quote, diversity. It had other things other than diversity. And I guess the problem for me now is that we are focusing very much on either we say affirmative action or we say diversity. And then when we say that, we come to discussions about someone saying you called me a racist or you are being a racist, and so I'm trying to figure out how is it that we can talk about quote inclusion and other aspects of this rather than just only. It's not just only diversity. If I understood it correctly, we were talking about a multitude of governances and provisions membership doesn't have to do necessarily on a quote diversity racial thing.
Can we just,
it was bigger than that.
Right,
so I'm just really trying. I mean, I just think.
But that's not accurate.
It may not be accurate, Mimi, but.
Can we let other people also have other questions?
I'm trying to answer you, Rashida, and very quickly, what you're saying is not accurate. Most of they virtually are identical.
Plan A and Plan B.
There is not a great variance. There is a fundamental variance in issues of affirmative action. There is not great variance otherwise. When the Diversity Language Committee met, we went article by article by article. There is 90% agreement on most of those things. As I said, there may be tweaking here and there with a little bit more transparency, advisory consent about budgetary matters, etc. But most of it has already been agreed, and there is a consensus on it. That was the fundamental sticking point between the plans. They are not vastly different by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay. So then, what you're saying then is that much of the dissension, much of the disagreement, and much of the dissension over these drafts really always centered on diversity.
Let me go. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a few more comments and questions from the board member, and then we're going to let some of the listeners speak. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Victoria.
I want to say to my colleagues, Mimi and Rashida, I don't think it's about either or in terms of diversity or affirmative action. I think if you say them both, it's more of an umbrella of what we mean in terms of inclusion of people of color, inclusion of people with handicapping conditions. I think that kind of language is not really controversial.
Well, that's what I'm trying to put. So I'm agreeing with you. But that's what I'm agreeing with. And it seems to me that's why I'm really belaboring this point, and I want anybody to clarify it for me. Because it seemed to me, if I understand correctly, and I read them many times, that there were so many things where the wording was almost the same. When it came to how people were going to be included, that's when we got into a lot of arguments.
Right.
And so sometimes it was yelled and resolved or argued around race. Sometimes it was argued around, I mean,
okay, you have to go.
You understand what I'm saying? So I'm agreeing with you.
No,
I'm finished.
I see this as the next step that we have to take. I have to leave.
Because I haven't
voted yet on this. And I think some of the details that we can get booked up in the wordage and the meeting, that's going to be decided
right.
in the negotiation.
I agree. Right.
But I'm hoping you
don't have to exhaust.
Can I move that? We call the question in 3 minutes.
Sure.
Just let me have some comments
No, I thought you should recognize that. I don't know. I thought you meant
Yes, thank you.
There are actually
multiple reasons why different people voted for or against all throughout the whole network, and this is trying to make it seem that there was only one reason. This was truly one of the main reasons, but it wasn't the only one. As Ray correctly pointed out, Tom Camerata and the LA Lab have put forth a number of empowering items that are not being included, and so unless those are included here, you know, there has to be, if
but
you want to work something out, it has to, we
right.
And so that multiple reasons. I also note that we here in BAI during the elections process produced a whole list of resolutions that we wanted the summary of the polls passed by the WBAI bylaws subcommittee meetings. And we put that out as a leaflet. There's some 30 or 40 odd things that never made it into the bylaws, but that were passed almost with consensus of everybody, believe it or not, and all the different factions that never made it into the bylaws. And we all sort of agreed to drop it just to get the bylaws passed. But now if it's opening up again, then we would like the opportunity to present the will of the listenership here in New York. Finally, one more point. I noticed that there's no mention at all of the listeners in this resolution. It's only going between these five bureaucratic agencies and no listeners of any sort, of any community input. And so that has to be put in here somehow.
Okay, differences of opinion can be mediated, but differences of law really cannot be mediated. Factual question. Whether or not adding seats on the basis of race or gender is or is not legal. The University of Michigan decision by the Supreme Court was not a huge victory for affirmative action. It was actually another cut. The first was Bakke that made quotas illegal. The second was Michigan. I mean, it's not all gone because you're allowed to consider race, but it has to be narrowly tailored. It has to be done on the basis of each individual, one-on-one interviews with the applicants. It cannot be done by category, not demographic, not racial, not gender. That's the reactionary state of constitutional law, and it's looking to get worse and worse. So it's not a mediation because, the draft B supporters are not against, I'm not against quotas. Many of us are not against quotas, but we believe it's illegal and we are not to the right of the Supreme Court, Errol, because one last thing, proportional representation is affirmative action, supported by Manny Marable, Lonnie Blanier, Cynthia McKinney, and every forward-looking activist of color that I know of.
All right. Can we call the question, please?
Let me just get the two people, and then we're going to.
I'm a listener, and I've been a listener for 30 years. I've supported the station for 30 years. When I finally get to vote on this thing, I want my vote to count. Now, I don't know if my color is green. I want my vote to count. I want that included in here. You're set aside, and then when it comes down to the board, you're self-selecting. And for the other 6 years, I want you to stand up before the listenership and state where you are and how you're going to help the station move along. Okay.
Got it.
Oh no, I pass. I'm on
my okay. Yeah, I know, but I have to. You got 2 minutes.
I'm sorry. Okay, what I heard tonight was one side was for. I mean, this is.
I'm sorry. Lou. It's Patty. Oh, you don't want to talk? Okay. Three.
Yeah, I just want to say that we're not asking for people to explain or defend their position on any of the million things or to name all the people of color who explain their position. We're looking at a motion, and I'd like us to just address the motion, speak to the motion. It says very clearly what we're discussing. We're looking at particular concerns. We're looking at getting a mutually accessible civil rights attorney, not anyone who's taken a paralegal course and thinks they therefore have a right to spout legal opinions. We're talking about doing that and getting the bylaws convention in. And we're talking specifically about, yes, the diversity language, but also there are other concerns. And certainly there's a reason why if other labs and bylaw subcommittee areas and decisions are being discussed, why some of our decisions and preferences should not also be discussed. So let's move on and set up the committee from BAI that's been discussing that, whether it's a few lab members and
that's what
this isn't about defending your personal position. That's not the
question. May I move that we call the question?
Yes.
A second. Again.
All right. All right. So, on the question.
You
want to call the question?
Yeah, I second it.
Yes.
Okay. So.
All right. All right. So. Okay, going to be very simple. Can I just go? People can say yes or no on this. Go this way. Okay?
Hey, what about the amendments?
The amendment? I don't know. Mimi is the one who proposed the motion, and she said no. So.
Ray made amendments. He made a friendly amendment.
That GPSK was satisfied with the language, I withdrew my proposal.
Yeah, he withdrew. That's okay. All right.
All right. Okay.
Is it too late to make an amendment?
Yes. Of course, you can call.
All right.
You can do after the past.
Yeah, you can do it after. You can do it after.
All right, Andy.
You can do it after.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Cecilia.
Are we voting on the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Lee.
Yes.
Yes. Anthony.
Yes.
Panama.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you say yes.
Miguel.
Yeah, I don't know my name, but that's
I'll call you Miguel.
Yeah. Mimi.
Yes.
What did you say?
Say, Marion.
Yes.
Roshita.
Yes.
Victoria.
Yes.
Gail.
Yes.
Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah, and
Emmerman. Yeah, she said to put her yes. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ray.
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 Yes.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, Ray.
Can you answer this? Yeah, that's right. Will you vote?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 yes. Two abstentions.
Okay.
And make a motion that we adjourn.
I second that motion.
Can I make an amendment right. to what we've done?
No.
You guys turned down.
Let me say that Andy has an amendment, but can you mention that?
Wait, but Mimi, you make it.
Is it too late?
Go ahead.
I would have added in the second sentence, we call for the Interim Pacifica National Board and the 5 local advisory boards and the 5 area bylaw subcommittees. I would include.
Oh, you are the 5 area of the subcommittee.
The
yes.
vote has been taken.
You missed the chance to amend it. He tried, but those.
He tried. They said after the vote.
But trying to put that in there, Andy. It's already been voted.
But he was told after the vote.
You rejected all
the fucking.
Wait till she gets off the phone. Wait till she gets off the phone. Repeat your amendment.
I would like to add in the second sentence between local advisory boards and 2 immediately the words.
I'm objecting to that.
Let's finish.
Can I say it or not? If he wants to put a new motion on, if he wants to present a new motion, I think it's perfectly all right for him to do that. So okay. If it's a new motion, you know, that you want to consider, we can.
Right, it's already passed.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, but I think right. I made a motion to adjourn.
Okay, 1 second. So did you get that? I mean,
do you
want to
do
that?
Do you want
to
make?
You got to make into a motion. I mean,
no, I'm not being allowed.
No, but he's saying that you should make a resolution.
Okay.
And you can include.
Well, I would make a motion that we.
There's a motion to adjourn on the table.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right. Who seconded the motion to adjourn the meeting?
I did.
The motion is seconded. People who want to agree to adjourn the meeting, please raise your hand. Well, it's to adjourn the meeting. Okay, we're voting, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six people to
adjourn the meeting. 7. Okay, people who. Okay, Okay, we're going to adjourn the meeting. What was the question? He wanted to raise just 30 seconds to just, what was your question, Anthony?
Yeah, well, the point was that once Mimi motion passed, and we're talking about trying to move expeditiously on this, we needed to, I felt, form a committee. To follow through. Rashid and other people had made that point in discussion.
Right.
And so I just felt that we needed to move to form that committee, and I thought it'd be appropriate that the committee include lab people as well as people who had worked on the diversity language question, because
that's
what we're trying to do
on the table
is reach resolution. So people who have some information on that. So my motion didn't get that was so I was
that
making
was
that, motion.
What are we that, I mean look I mean I recommend the meeting was adjourned and we don't, people don't want to go back to the meeting, but that maybe people should consider that put on the internet and then make that available through the WBAI.net and other web way and maybe announce other websites available to the people to encourage you. Is a voluntary thing that you're suggesting, or the lab will
we just made a motion.
Yeah, but we did adjourn the meeting.
No, that's adjourned. Yeah. Even if it's adjourned, somebody can
well, the meeting is adjourned now. If you want to make things, wait. The meeting is adjourned.
Right.
So if the people want to, to go back to the meeting, I mean, we need to make another motion.
No, it's not a question of going back to the meeting. The meeting is adjourned. The meeting is adjourned, cool. But Mimi could say, or you could say, if anybody wants to,
okay, so we'll
to be aware of the of setting up a committee,
okay,
they can meet with her afterwards. It doesn't mean going back to the meeting.
Okay. But
just yeah,
in the
field,
it's just right here on this motion, except who's included. You can't change it now.
Doesn't matter. They're not changing it. But just according to Robert's rules, just for the future, when a person makes a motion, like such as Mimi's motion, and somebody wants to make an amendment to it before it gets voted on, she could say, no, I don't accept it as friendly, but then the group has to vote. The group's vote on whether or not to include that as part of the motion or not.
But the national board.
He wanted to amend the motion after it was already passed.
And the fine
advisory
board.
Wait a minute.
So when he made a motion to change it, and then we all had the big argument that the meeting was adjourned. No one made any allowances for that, did they? Because it doesn't fit with you guys' agenda.